It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend, actually the last day of August. And wham, where did summer go, Barbecue Bob? I've been smoking it up all season, but you know what? We're just leaning into the fall, and it's a good time to barbecue as well. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, you're right. It's always a good time to barbecue, whether you're grilling or smoking. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You got to get out there and light a fire.
Right. Create that grill envy in your neighborhood. That's what I do as often as I can. Last week, we had a party that kind of got out of hand at my house, and in a good way. You know, other people you get, we had like, you know, I can entertain 10 comfortably.
Your posse.
Right. And it turned into 18, just because other people got wind of what was going on. So I had to pivot. And I was going to make just burgers and chicken. Right?
No pizza?
No pizza.
Whoa.
No. But
the love is gone.
No, it wasn't. The dough was from the day before. It wasn't the love. It was the dough. But anyway, yeah, our friends at Wealthy Street Bakery have great pizza dough they provide me with. So it's wonderful. But anyway, long story short is I went to Sliders from Full Size Burgers just because you can feed more bread and not as much beef, and it was what I had, right? So then we juiced them up with a little, all I had was Gruyere cheese, or the cheese lady will be with us in a minute. She'll tell me how to pronounce that properly.
I always screw it up.
Right, I do too. That's a tough one for me. But anyway, we cheesed them up, put a pickle on each one, and then just ketchup and mustard was my condiment. And I tell you what, they went like crazy. And it's kind of cool because I went and bought the little Hawaiian rolls.
Oh.
And because I couldn't find regular slider buns in the couple stores I went to, so I defaulted to Hawaiian rolls. Everybody loved that sweet little roll with a tangy pickle and cheese and the burger. And damn if we didn't go through 36 of those things
must
in about 20 minutes.
Must be why you're
wearing
a Hawaiian shirt today.
No, it's not a Hawaiian shirt. This is supposed to be chic camo. Right? No, I don't know anything about it, Bob. I found the shirt. It was a deal. I bought it. So that's how that works. But anyway, what'd you cook this weekend?
You know, I had that birthday party at the pool, and I did the porchetta.
Did you?
Yeah, and that was a big hit. It was the biggest pork belly I've ever seen.
Yeah?
I mean, it was so
big. Nipples or none?
Of course.
Okay.
But...
there's skin on. That's why I asked that question.
There's some lessons. Maybe we'll go over some other time in doing those. But I had a bit of a fail. I recovered. But main thing is everybody was really happy with the flavor and the texture. It was a huge hit. Way too much food.
Yeah.
So I gave away a bunch.
Yeah.
Everybody left with a giant wrapped piece of porchetta.
Yeah, if you listened last week, we covered what it was, but basically it's a pork belly wrapped around a pork loin with a bunch of wonderful seasonings.
Yeah, and I picked a bunch of them from my garden.
Did you?
Which was really nice.
You
know, I love picking my lunch, but spending so much time back there every night, you know.
Back where?
Older,
in your kitchen?
In the barbecue shack.
Yep.
The older I get, the more I'm amazed by birds.
Yeah.
And I feed them. I've got bird feeders. I got hummingbird feeders. They're starting to finally come back.
Yeah.
They were kind of sparse this year. But I noticed with my two feeders all sorts of wild birds. And I noticed how they stage in different places. And they give each other time on the feeder. And then they take some food and they go away. And then they kind of move like in a traffic jam, how you move ahead just a little bit. They just kind of, they're really polite little critters. Until the Blue Jays come.
I was going to say, until the bully shows up, and then it's all bets are off. Right?
So today I'll be headed up to deer camp, and I'm going to be cutting some trails. And then I am...
do they grow over every year? You go do this every year?
We lose a lot of trees.
I think it's a ruse. I don't think there's any trails that need to be cut. Well, you just want to go up there.
I'm basically trying to be able to drive in because there's so many big trees and they fall. So I got some work ahead of me, but also I just love being there.
I understand.
It's a beautiful lake, and there's always wildlife, and I get to put another camera up and change the position of one and do this and that. But then I'm headed up to right near Torch Lake, where my wife has been since yesterday morning with that group of girls she loves camping with, and some of the husbands will be there. But so I'll head up there and camp for the night, and then I'll head down to my son Alex's the next day and spend some time in Ludington with my sister-in-law and my niece and just have a nice time and head home.
Yeah, good weekend.
Yeah,
good
holiday weekend. I don't want to be driving home on Monday.
Right, yeah, that's a good point right there.
Drive up on Saturday, come home on Sunday. That's the Labor Day trick.
When are you closing the pool?
Because
we're debating about doing it on Monday.
This week, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, I should say.
Yeah, we're debating about doing it on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. The leaves are already starting to fall.
Yeah, a little bit.
When that happens, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I got one giant maple that shades my whole backyard from about 3 o'clock to 7. And when that thing starts letting go, you want the pool covered the day before.
Good time to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the bow out, and I got my target up, and I'm gonna practice a lot this year. Last year I was negligent and didn't take many shots anyway, but I want to be ready for that monster.
Yeah.
Because if he comes at me again, I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah, and you're still hunting with a compound, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It hasn't gone to the crossbow yet like I have.
No.
But those
using
are.
Using that crossbow a lot, are you?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not
that
at all.
That was a low blow.
Right. But I might. You never know, but I haven't.
Well, I will be headed up to deer camp every weekend, and you're welcome to join me.
Yeah?
You'll have to sleep in a tent.
Well, that's okay if I can sleep up off the ground and there's no rain dripping on me so my sleeping bag doesn't freeze to my cot.
No.
That might have happened in a past trip. But,
no, I can see it scarred you.
Right, it did. I did. When I tried to roll over,
and
I'm like locked in because my sleeping bag's frozen to my cot.
This is the worst Holiday Inn I've ever been in.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? The free breakfast was good the next day. I'll give you that.
Better than Holiday Inn.
Yeah, exactly. So wasn't complaining too bad, but yes, it scarred me.
Yeah, so I got to get that muscle memory built up.
Yeah?
Because
that's why I have a crossbow, because I got a junk shoulder now, and I can't pull it.
I got two junk shoulders, but, you know, it's a force of nature and will.
I see.
You just have to persevere.
Yeah, and when the big one's walking by you, hopefully that all that stuff works together.
I've got some stories about missing.
I'll
tell you, they're ridiculous.
Right.
One poor little doe found out that the fifth shot didn't do it, and she stuck around for the sixth.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. She was a little hard of hearing.
She was young and dumb.
Yeah.
But that's how I like them.
Yep, exactly. All taste the
Conrad's
same.
Conrad's not saying a word. That's unusual.
Well, that's because I took his mic. He can't talk because we're not letting him today. But anyway, so.
Hey, I forgot. I posted a couple days ago. It was our 14th anniversary of the show being on the air.
Right. Yep. We're into year 15 right
and
now.
And that was cool because. A week or two ago, Kevin Matthews was in here, and
right.
I got to do the final segment with him. He did the first two shows with me.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, one of them we did in Jack Loke's Theater at Knapp Corners.
Yeah, when Aris Hampers had a studio down there, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that. That's
that
long
was,
ago.
That was a good place because my wife loves the theater, so we go there a bunch. Yeah. So I was in familiar territory.
Yeah.
And Kevin's just a cool breeze, so he made it easy for me because I was honestly petrified.
Well, when we started this, neither one of us had any radio experience
no,
to speak of.
No, we still
of.
Really I mean, don't.
Right, exactly. Once a week for 14 years added up, but it's, you know, it's not a lot.
No, thank goodness Conrad grew up in a Catholic school, so he's got his ruler.
Right,
and he just whacks our knuckles.
It's a yardstick now because he has to reach over the board. Yeah.
But 14 years, cheers to you.
Yeah, man, cheers to you.
No beer this morning.
I know,
that's
we're
weird.
Supposed to have beers and other things, but we'll, hey, you know what, we're going to get through.
Should have brought some wine.
Yeah.
We got cheese coming.
So, yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I've got an opportunity for the listeners that we've never done before, and again, 14 years, we've covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a treat for the listeners. We're going to learn about cheese this week. I have some friends that I ran into, and they're going to enlighten us on the subject of cheese.
Or so, make us heavier.
That's right. But you'll listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes. It's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the potty, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone...